Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on December 27 regarding Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Colavecchio, C-O-L-A-V-E-C-C-H-I-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Colavecchio as described in the reports listed above. Pierce is now a 62-year-old woman who again reports she injured her left ankle at work on 9/16/98 when her foot went through a pallet. Pierce, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including various procedures, period. One of these was fusion on her ankle, period. She continues to receive treatment from Dr. Perkins by way of pain management, period. This takes place monthly. The petitioner also provided us with a typed history of her surgeries and medications that will be attached. Paired new paragraph. I was already in receipt of much of the medical documentation currently provided. Period. Accordingly, I will only highlight that which is new to me. Period. Some of that predates my earlier evaluations. Period. New paragraph. Records that show on 8/28/21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Cecchini, C-E-C-C-H-I-N-I. 1 week status post revision left ankle fusion, secondary to a non-union of her left ankle. Apparently she had an autogenous iliac crest bone graft harvested from her left pelvis. Apparently she had minimal pain at this time. Period, she was non-weight-bearing, using crutches as well as a wheelchair, as per Dr. J. J-A-Y. Period. Dr. Cecchini continued to provide wound care. Period. New paragraph on 7908. She was seen by Dr. J. J-A-Y. Period. Her symptoms were essentially unchanged from the past visit. Period. He had sent her for an MRI. Period. He wrote, his findings do confirm there is a complete fusion of the ankle and subtalar joint. Period. She does have spotty increased signals along the anterior aspect of the ankle, consistent with an inflammatory response around both the nerve and tendon of the tibialis anterior and deep peroneal nerve, as well as the sural nerves. Period. He started her on steroid patches and ordered a lift for her left shoe. Period. He continued to treat her through 5/2/12. Period. On that occasion, podiatrist Dr. J noted she was asymptomatic. Period. She was discharged from care. Period. She had undergone a tarsal tunnel release on the left ankle. Period. New paragraph. On 4/17/13, she was seen again by Dr. J, this time at Advantage Occupational Medicine. Period. As far as her fusion goes, she is in excellent alignment and position with good union. Period. However, she continues to have nerve pain through a neuropraxia and neuritis that had developed because of the rerouting of the nerve supply. Period. Removed her pain medication and made adjustments to her shoe. Period. He explained that she would need multiple pairs of orthotics per year. period. He also ordered an MRI. Period on 9/6/13, Dr. J wrote. 9 days earlier, she underwent multiple nerve block injections. Period, she had done quite well, and there was a decrease in her discomfort. Period, he recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. As of 8/14/13, Dr. J recommended full neurologic consult be performed with possible repeat EMG. Period. On this occasion, she was literally in tears. Period. New paragraph, she continued to see Dr. J on 5/15/13, this time at Reconstructive Orthopedics. Period. He had sent her for an MRI, but because of motion artifact, it was difficult to ascertain the exact areas of entrapment. Period. They discussed the possibility of surgery for the deep peroneal nerve and posterior tibial nerve, as well as sural nerve. Period. On 7/8/13, she had x-rays of the lumbar spine at Kennedy Health System. Period. They showed no evidence of acute osseous abnormality. Period. New paragraph. On 7/1/14, she was seen by a physician assistant named Mr. Timmons, T-I-M-M-O-N-S. Period. She was 1 week, 5 days out from a left ankle removal of hardware. Comma, partial osteotomy of the tibia performed on 6/19/14. Period. Her ankle was feeling good. Period. Her incision looks good with no signs of infection. Period. She was non-weight bearing at that time. Period. She was switched to weight bearing status using a CAM boot. Period. On 7/25/15, she had x-rays of the left ankle that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. A small plantar calcaneal spur was present. Period. X-rays of the heel showed no acute fracture, dislocation, or osseous lesion seen. But there was a small bone spur at the plantar aspect of the calcaneus. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Calavecchio was also seen by pain specialist Dr. Perkins. As noted previously, period, I had been in receipt of her progress notes through 8/12/14. Period. Additional progress notes from Dr. Perkins that are subsequent to my evaluations indicate having seen her on 11/21/21 for follow-up, having undergone a lumbar epidural injection on 12/7/21. Period, she was seen on 1/8/22 via telemedicine for follow-up. Period. On 2/15/22, she rated her pain at an 8/10 level with medication. Period, her medication regimen was effective without adverse reactions. Period. She had another telemedicine visit on 3/17/22, followed by a video-enabled telemedicine visit on 5/12/22. Period. She reported increased left ankle pain, as well as waist and lower back pain. Period. She had intermittent swelling to the left ankle. Period. Her diarrhea was resolving. Period. On 6/8/22, they again communicated via telemedicine. Period. she complained of low back pain in addition to intermittent pain in her left ankle, comma, secondary to a work-related injury on 9/16/98. Period. Her medicine continued to be somewhat effective. Period. On 7/6/22, she related her pain level was 10/10 after medications. Period. She was not currently working. Period. On Dr. Perkins' last progress note of 7/6/22, she described results of a CAT scan of the lumbar spine done on 9/21/21. Period 04-5, there was grade 1 spondylolisthesis with advanced facet degenerative change and moderate bilateral foraminal narrowing. Period, the spinal stimulator enters the canal at level 1-2, extending superiorly to the thoracic spine. Period, there was also a lead that extends to the left to the S1-S2 neural foramen. Period, diagnostic assessments were low back pain, comma, causalgia of the lower limb, comma, and pain in the left foot. Period. New paragraph. On 12/17/16, she underwent a CT angiogram of the head and neck. Period. On 1/15/17, she had a venous Doppler done on the right that showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis. Period. There were non-specific right groin lymph nodes. Period. On 1/17/17, she had a soft tissue ultrasound of the right lower extremity near the thigh region. Period, it showed a possible thrombus with a vein in the region of the superficial medial distal thigh slash knee, which is suspicious for superficial thrombophlebitis. Period. On 4/18/17, she had a CAT scan of her head that showed no intracranial hemorrhage. Period. On 4/3/19, she had another CAT scan of her head that showed no intracranial hemorrhage or mass effect. Period. She was seen at Kennedy Health System on 4/3/19, complaining of dizziness, comma, giddiness, comma, dizziness, scratch that, lightheadedness intermittently for the last 2 to 3 days. Period, she did undergo numerous radiographic studies. Period. Those were not done of the involved left lower extremity, so the results will not be repeated here. Period. New paragraph. She was seen at the emergency room again on 4/28/19. And was prescribed. Scratch that. And was treated and released with no specific diagnosis documented. Period. She did have a chest X-ray. On 4/28/19, period, she had, this showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease, period, that same day, she had an MRI of the brain. Period. This showed occluded left posterior cerebral artery, comma, moderate dash severe left middle cerebral artery, M1 segment, stenosis, comma, mild right middle cerebral artery, M2 segment, stenosis, comma, and moderate dash severe left anterior cerebral artery, stenosis, near A2-A3 junction. Period. She had a CAT scan of her head and neck also. Period. The petitioner was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 3/14/22. Period. She complained of multiple episodes of severe headaches and nausea and vomiting with severe vertigo. So she went back to the hospital where a CTA was repeated and showed persistent occlusion. Per this note was written by neurosurgery specialist. Period. Dr. Franco, FRANCO, recommended admission to the hospital with a full set of labs and MRI of the brain without contrast. Apparently, she also underwent a consultation on 4/28/19 for pre-procedure stratification. Period. On 4/28/19, she was seen by ENT specialist Dr. Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-S. Period. She was currently asymptomatic, so would be followed as an outpatient. Period. Ms. Calavecchio was discharged from Jefferson on 4/30/19. Paired diagnoses included stroke, comma, asymptomatic stenosis of intracranial artery, comma, at risk for constipation, comma, hyperlipidemia associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus, comma, as well as benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. Period. On 8/27/19, she underwent x-rays of the right shoulder, given a history of pain. Period. There was degenerative acromic clavicular joint changes, but no recent fracture or dislocation. Period. On 1/18/20, she had a CT angiogram of the head and neck with contrast. Period. In paragraph, as noted previously, she was seen by psychiatrist Dr. Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T, running through 12/30/19. But additional records show she continued to see him on 2/17/20. Period. He noted the medication she was taking and her response to them. Period. Dr. Hewitt followed her frequently and provided psychotherapy. For this ran through 3/15/22. Period. This was via telemedicine. Brady noted on Sunday she was at the emergency room because of pain being overwhelming. Period. Her medications were not authorized in a timely fashion, so she was without them. where she was given Percocet and then sent home. Period. She was worried that Dr. Perkins will not give her any medication. So Dr. Hewitt would tell her he would fill in the short run if Dr. Perkins discharges her immediately from care. Period. She complained about the limitations of seeing Dr. Perkins virtually. Period. Dr. Hewitt's ongoing treatment was for anxiety, depression, chronic pain, and issues about getting along with her pain management doctor. Period. New paragraph on 7-8-20. She had a neurologic evaluation with Dr. Lomazow, L-O-M-A-Z-O-W. Period. He wrote she had ongoing issues neuropsychiatrically. Period. He thought this was somewhat more complicated than a simple adjustment disorder, and she is on medication at the present time. Period. She has had symptoms of major depression and evidence of anxiety and anxiety disorder based on all of her medical problems emanating from the injury in question. Period. He apportioned her neuropsychiatric disability as follows, : 4% partial total for major depression, and 2% partial total for adjustment disorder and anxiety-related symptoms. Period. Overall, he gave 66% partial total neuropsychiatric permanency. Period. Paragraph on 9-21-21, Dr. Perkins sent her for a CAT scan, the lumbar MRI. I'm sorry, CAT scan, the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period. On 11-2-21, Dr. Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, performed a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner went to Jefferson Emergency Room on 3-13-22 for left ankle pain. Period. Symptoms had been chronic but worsening over the past 2 to 3 days. Period. She had already undergone multiple surgeries to the ankle. Period. Exam found decreased range of motion of the left ankle due to prior surgery. Period. She had tenderness palpation about the medial and lateral malleolus. Period. X-rays of the left ankle showed post-surgical degenerative changes. Period. They also revealed hind foot fusion with a single cannulated cortical lag screw and mature osseous fusion. Period. She had distal fibular resection and midfoot osteoarthritis, but no soft tissue swelling. Period. She then likely was treated and released. Period. On 3-13-22, she had x-rays of the left ankle that revealed osteopenia, hindfoot fusion with a single cannulated cortical lag screw and mature osseous fusion, distal fibular resection and midfoot osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. Lastly, Dr. Kamel, K-A-M-I-E-L, saw Ms. Calavecchio on 8-19-22. Period. She gave diagnostic impressions as follows, axis 1, hyphen adjustment disorder with mixed emotions of depression and anxiety, causally related to the work injury of 9-16-98. Period. Axis 2, hyphen deferred. Period. Axis 3, chronic pain, left ankle injury, hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, hypercholesterolemia, status post 2 strokes in 2019 and 2020. Period. She opined the current symptoms of depression and anxiety are causally related to the chronic pain and decline in her level of function. Period. She would benefit from going back to Cymbalta. Period. He was going to return in 4 weeks for psychiatric medication management. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she did have her knee walker with her. Period. She uses the walker for balance. Period. She asserted she used to cook and bake and play with her kids and was active. Period. She also used to walk 4 to 5 miles every day. Period. Extremities lower, inspection revealed swelling of the left ankle and atrophy of the left calf with multiple healed surgical scars about the left ankle. Period. Motion of the left ankle was fixed in flexion at 90 degrees. Period. Motion of the right ankle, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She had superficial scratch that severe tenderness palpation about the left lateral malleolus, but there was none on the right. Provocative maneuvers about the ankle were deferred. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a limp on the left using a rolling walker. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a healed transverse scar at the upper right buttocks. Period. There was another healed transverse scar superior to the left upper buttocks, which was where her stimulator battery was located. Period. She states the stimulator was moved from the right to the left at some point. Period. There was also healed surgical scarring in the thoracic midline consistent with electrode placement. Period. Impressions. Christine Colavecchio was injured at work on 6/16/98, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she had some ongoing treatment relative to pain management and psychiatric disorders. Period. She does not appear to have had any additional radiographic testing of the left lower extremity, demonstrating any worsening of her baseline conditions there. Period. New paragraph, her current examination found she walked with a limp on the left using a rolling walker. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 40 degrees. Period. Left ankle motion was fixed at 90 degrees. Period. There was swelling of the left ankle and atrophy of the left calf, consistent with her surgeries. Period. She had a neat pedicure bilaterally. Period. In paragraph, my assessment of permanency will likely be the same as marked in my 2020 report. Period. And that is the end.